getting there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, look at us. We're doing it. Barry,
I'm in.
I think everyone has learned a lot about how to do Zoom over this COVID period.
That's for sure. How did we all live without it?
Yeah.
While we're waiting for anyone else to join us, I want to just comment to Frank. I hope that you still plan on doing the yard or the yarn artwork. I know it's very, very time consuming, but I saw how hard you worked and how many hours you put in, but I love the effect and the end result. So I hope that's still included.
So do I. I love that.
You're mute. Is everybody there?
Oh, got it. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to do my ideas to actually do more than just a couple, if I can.
Right.
And you have 25. You have locations. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you said 10 boxes are going to go on the lot, so that'll.
Right. There are 10 boxes on the lot. There'll be like five in front of Milk Money. I haven't spoken yet to Archway, so there might be a couple there. I called Ken. Pride Factory may have room for one. Marissa, I think maybe one down that way. And I have a list of people that I'm contacting just to ask them to participate. I even want to consider going around the bend on 4th, like Minuteman and the framing shop and stuff like that, which doesn't have a lot of space. But anyways, it's work in progress and I got to step on the gas.
Well, that's a great project, Frank. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Okay, right. It looks like everybody's back.
We're back.
Think so.
Hey, Marie, you want to go ahead and say what you're going to say and we'll just,
yeah,
you're not going to mind.
We're going to talk about spending a little bit of money. And so I just wanted to say that this having to sign out and sign back in is a little bit annoying. So Chuck was kind enough to look into what it would cost for us to have an account where we didn't have to do that anymore. And you get a little bit of a discount if you do it annually instead of monthly. So it would be $150 for the year. So I would like us to go ahead and do that. Does anybody have any objection to that?
No. This way we're done. We didn't expect we were going to have Zoom meetings forever, but now we don't know when. And plus it's convenient. We may have to have a Zoom meeting even after things become normal. So let's bite the bullet.
When you hear what they're talking about, things are not likely to be fully normal until the summer or fall. So it's most of the year anyway. So, I mean, we might be able to have some in-person meetings before then, hopefully, but if not, or if some people don't feel comfortable, then this is still an option. So it seems like it's worth the investment to me. I'm not going to ask for a vote. Number one, we hope we have any members, paid members, but also the president is and has been authorized to spend up to $200 on a particular item. It's within his purview to do that, but I just wanted to know if anybody had any problem with it.
Go ahead and spend it, Murray.
All right, well, you're
just the treasurer.
Yeah, or the treasurer. And Julian, I'll get a hold of you this later on this week. Mm-hmm. I got to find out what's good for you for us all to meet.
Okay. Because you're
we're
the one. We're still going to the bank tomorrow, right?
No.
Oh, not?
He postponed it, so
he's going
to meet me tomorrow.
Okay, no worries. Just let me know.
But I want to know more, you know, what your schedule is. But we'll talk about that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, next on the agenda is the Unity Beacon repair. Anybody who's been there to do the decorations on the Unity Beacon know a lot of it's rotted out already.
Oh.
And so the wood structure part of it anyway.
The base.
And so
the base?
Pardon?
I said you're talking about the base.
Yes, the base, the wood part, not the
community structure itself, right?
Yeah, but that's all rotted out, and it's only been what, a few years, and so I want to do it with like the Trex thing that is never going to rot, and I think we probably can do it for around $300, I think. But Todd wants to have some say into all this of because of the appearance. And I'll just get his involvement. And if it's okay with you guys, we'll go ahead and repair the Unity Beacon and hopefully never have to do it again.
Okay.
Okay. You guys are so difficult.
So this one, because it exceeds your thing, we do have to take a vote. So any paid member who is in support of this, please raise your hand.
I don't know if I'm paid, but I'll pay today if I'm not.
Go to our website. Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you, Gary, for overseeing this.
And I'll make sure I get the volunteers. I have all the tools and everything we'll need to repair it.
Do you want a more of a formal motion, like an up to amount? I mean, like, what if it's $350? You don't want to have to come back.
Well, what I got written here on paper is 300 to 350 or to 500, but I don't think it would come anywhere near 500. When I estimated the stuff, it comes to around 300, but it could be as much as four.
So you want us to make a motion to spend up to $500 to repair the Unity Beacon?
Yeah, if we can do that, that would be good.
I'll make that motion. Anybody second? Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
But I will keep it as cheap as possible.
Of course, I understand that. But the last thing I wanted was for you to say, oh my God, it's going to be $375. I can't do it because they only approved $300.
Or leave it half done.
Right.
We appreciate your frugality on things like this, Barry.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, Julianne, you're up, the urban jungle.
Yes. So I was thinking of an idea of what I could do to help 13th Street and help to bring, basically more clientele to the businesses on 13th and more variety and also help other local businesses as well. So I came up with the Urban Jungle Market, and it's basically going to be an outdoor artisan market with, showcasing different vendors such as local produce, local businesses. They can do like a pop-up tent, local chefs, local juice. We're even working with some pet rescues to do some nonprofit work as well. And, it could be anything from people making jewelry to artwork to food to kombucha to surfing equipment to, it could really be anything, but it has to be local to Fort Lauderdale. And this way, I know a lot of other businesses are also struggling during this time. So I think we'll all bring the community together and give the community something to do that's socially distanced and still bringing some kind of business and notoriety to 13th Street as well. I reached out to mostly all of the businesses that I know. There's still a couple that I'm not sure, but my plan is to just go to all the businesses myself and just introduce myself. They don't know me because I really want everyone to be a part of it. I would love the businesses to be open, even if they're not open usually on that day, to maybe be open that day, maybe have a tent or some kind of outside signage so people know where to walk to. And I love the map idea. I would love to have some kind of map done before the first jungle market so we can give that out and so people know where all the businesses are located so they can go to the market and check it all out. And then from there, they can just keep walking down 13th and check out all the other businesses as well. So that's my ultimate goal, is just to really help the neighborhood come together and also help the businesses as well. Okay. It'd be really nice.
What is your timeline for the first one?
The first one is going to be Sunday, February 21st, from 12 to 5. We have to do more of a Sunday, just to have a more family friendly, daytime market. So that goes, and that's been doing really well in the Mass District. So I figured that kind of time would be beneficial, especially for our neighborhood. I think it's a lot of families. So I have the website, I have everything done. I already have vendors signing up. I reached out to mostly all the businesses already, but I'm hoping to make some flyers that I can give you guys and pass them out and have all the businesses.
What is the main location that you're looking at on 13th?
Right now, Abby was nice enough to allow me to use the warehouse and then the two parking lot spaces. So lot that's basically in the parking lot of the warehouse. And Peggy's gonna have her food truck there already for you. Marissa's obviously a part of it as well. We might actually end up doing like a pop-up there the night before to kind of showcase the market the day after. We're still working on something like that as well. And then the parking lot in between Renzo and the deck, that parking lot. So we're not really taking, we're not shutting the street down or anything like that.
Right.
Well, it's more of like a walking market.
It would be a wonderful event to, eventually have in Middle River Terrace Park. I mean, yes. That would just be.
Right.
That would be awesome. I would love to, do it monthly, hopefully, and then maybe quarterly we can do a bigger market where we, maybe we could eventually, once things get better, shut down the street and get all the businesses involved and have more of like a street fair. That's not just, but I wanted to start like small at first, especially with everything going on. And I'm going to keep it socially distant. All the vendors have to wear masks at all times. They all have to have hand sanitizing stations. So I'm really careful with all of that as well. I think it would be great to just to, also I wanted to talk to you guys about branding the neighborhood. I know you guys had discussions about it before, but I've been telling a lot of people about the market and they're like, well, where is it? And I say 13th Street and they're like, well, where's that? And I'm like, do you know where Milk Money and Gulfstream Brewery is and Pride Factory and this and that? And they're like, yeah, I know where that is. But if we could have maybe some kind of branding, like maybe, I work a lot with Fat Village and the Mass District and they came up with this branding. And when I say where that is, everyone knows where it is and all the businesses in that little pocket. So I didn't know if you had any idea on any specific names or how it would go about that fairly, or maybe we could vote on it or.
The roundabout. Central City.
Roundabout. Everybody knows it. They recognize it as the roundabout for sure.
I want to interject only because with my experience this past weekend on Saturday and all the guests that I had driving through the roundabout on 13th Street, I have to tell you more than a handful of people were like, well, what is this called exactly? What is this area? That was the repetitive thing I kept getting. And I said, well, we just call it 13th Street. We just call it, I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to say the Central City Alliance. Like that sounds kind of intimidating. So I just kept saying 13th Street. And then I go to Jillian this whole time. I'm like, gosh, I wish we really had like, what is our area? You know, we're not Fat Village. We're not Flagler. We're not Mass District. But what are we officially going to call ourselves? Because it's been just, we need to make a decision, guys.
I agree.
It's supposed to be called Central City.
Well, we need something with some snap to it. We've been waiting for Ken to do his launch for his Studio City or Studio 13, which I'm not convinced about, but I'm willing to see. Let me reach out to him and see if that's going to happen. But if not, we do have to make our own brand. Frank's going, no, he doesn't like Studio City.
Even Urban Jungle.
Urban Jungle, Urban 13, or, we had District 13 is still a great.
I think District 13 could sound good too.
Yeah. So I think we need to pick three names, make a vote, and out of those three names, whoever has the majority, that's the winner.
We can do that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's work on that.
We're going to email us out on that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. The only problem I have with having it be 13 is that it
limits us.
Like it's just 13th Street and we are more for Northeast 4th Avenue with Sunrise Boulevard. So that's the only issue I have with it. You know, District 13 sounds great to me, but then, you know, are we going to limit everything we do on 13th Street? That's not what Central City Alliance was for. It was supposed to be for the four neighborhoods, you know, the Poinsett Heights, Lake Ridge, South Middle River, Middle River Terrace. It was supposed to be bigger than that. The COA,
well, I guess I look at 13 as the corridor that goes through all of those neighborhoods.
The main vein.
So, but that, I like the idea, you know, three names. Let's, you know, I think we are at a point where we do need to brand.
We had a bunch of names.
Can I say something real quick? It's Colleen, real quick.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so all the businesses that were referenced and that Jillian is talking about for the Urban Jungle are in Middle River Terrace. That's the neighborhood. Central City Alliance kind of extends out into the four neighborhoods. But Abby thought about this branding question, I don't know, a year or more ago. And the District 13, that being the major artery, is something that people can relate to. And the district in front of the 13 allows you to extend into Northeast 4th and down to Sunrise. The District 13 captures it all, as opposed to Central City or Middle River or you know, some amalgamation. It's kind of like 13 is the central piece of the equation because it marries the east side of the city to the west. It's not Flagler, it's not Mass, but people don't know 13. They know 13. If they want to know the neighborhood they're in, it's a different question. But we're branding this thing. And I think that geographical artery is an important element because that's where most of the livelihood is happening, right? We're just started on Northeast 4th. Gulfstream is down there. It's where the buzz is at the moment. So anyway, I vote for District 13, but we'll see the other two names.
You'll get them now.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense.
If I can interject, I tend to agree with Colleen. A district can kind of sort of be anything. It can certainly include four or more neighborhoods. 13th being the commercial backbone, the spine of those four different neighborhoods. I don't want to limit it to three because a certain real estate developer, Abby, and I were brainstorming a year or so ago, and she threw out another name, which I've always loved. But she told me not to tell anybody.
What was it?
I Fortlandia.
Oh, Fortlandia.
I like that too. I like 13. I think that's right there with 13, District 13. I really like District 13, but I love Fortlandia.
I mean, you know, if you're a friend of if you're a fan of Fortlandia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the vibe I think we're heading towards. And you know, I like Fortlandia, but that's right.
I met an investor Saturday who worked for Amazon in Seattle, and she and her significant other from New York, Goldman Sachs, are here looking for warehouses and homes. So there is that West Coast connection, this company. And my goodness, I've got more California investors in the last year or two than in 30 years. So there is it.
All right. Well,
still like District 13.
It sounds like this is a definite priority. And I think we need to do that in order to do the brochure and the map and the everything. So, all right.
Do you think we'll be able to have like a date where we can finalize it? Just because I would love to market that with the Urban Jungle, because then people will start recognizing it with the market.
Well, folks, we are the market. I mean, we are the district. So, let's give it. I want everyone to have an opportunity to weigh in. The only one I'm concerned about being, and I guess he's had plenty of time, you know, is Ken, because he spent all that time for Studio City. But, you know, the brand is ours.
It's been a couple of years, though.
I know, but, you know, I don't know if he's getting ready. But why not? Why not just go with our own brand and we can.
Javi, with all due respect to Ken, he hasn't come to one meeting. He's a man unto himself. He spent a lot of money, and that's great, but has he involved anybody in the decision making?
Yes. He had focus groups. He did a professional deep dive into it.
Okay. But, we weren't invited to that.
Okay.
Well, no, we were included. Remember that meeting when Rusty and the Lightship people came and
came to us, but then yeah. I thought they were making a video or whatever. But I don't remember anything about a name or anything like that. Any discussions about that?
Well, he hasn't.
What happened to even that video? Was it ever released?
No, he hasn't. No, because pandemic, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, I have no problem including Ken in the decision about what we name the area.
But it's ours. I mean, it's ours to take. And if
right,
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It doesn't stick. I mean, the worst. I think
District 13 will stick. I do.
I think so too.
I like District 13. I think Abby, with the videography drone shoot we did for the Beer and Wine Festival, you know, it's gonna be come around a year, but that video shot was great. I'm gonna present something to you guys. I took a shot this past weekend of the whole area as well. And you know, now the urban jungle is coming along. So we need to like get on this while it's hot. You know what I mean? Like we're still very fresh in people's mind in this particular moment. And because of this pandemic, this is our moment to rise and shine and just nip it in the butt and just start this year fresh. Like this is us, you know, present the Beer and Wine Festival. We're doing another one this upcoming year, you know, Peggy's opening up, Art Strokes is opening up, Luxo just opened up. Like it's a big year for us. So we're right in the beginning. It's the moment for us.
Is there any reason we can't just vote on this right now? I mean, it seems we have a consensus for District 13.
I'm happy to vote.
Me too.
Yeah, it's catchy.
I move that we go with District 13 as the name of the area.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wow. I could make a sample. I can make a couple sample logos.
And I do. And I guys have. Like. And I have a few sample logos myself.
Okay. Cool.
You know, I did. I went originally. I think to that 99 designs or something. I'll send you what I have. But you know, it's all. It's for us to. It's whatever everybody wants to do.
I would like to utilize the image of the statue on the roundabout, like how you have for the Central City Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that, but I think that everyone does know that statue. So that might be good too.
All right, well, I'll share the images that I had and you know, and you, I mean, but feel free to, you know, far be it from me to pick the design. It's whatever anybody feels comfortable with. I think it's exciting.
Yay, we have a name.
Mr. Is. All right.
I'm happy for it though.
Next on the agenda is the informal discussion on rezoning. Steve hit on it a little bit with on the 22nd of January. No, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. February 3rd.
February 3rd, yes. That's the next CRA meeting. So when that agenda gets announced, you know, we should participate in that meeting.
Is there a chance we might be able to, for lack of a better term, claw back some of that $267,000 in CRA money that we, as far as I know, was left unspent and unaccounted?
No, it's back. It's all back with the CRA. That was an agenda item on the, you know, about 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago. Yeah, they have all that money back. Right. I guess it had expired by the end of the year and then it had to go into a new budget year. Barb, you know, it's hard for me to understand. And Colleen, I know you weren't here when Steve was talking, but he did talk about in terms of the parks bond, possibly adding that lot next, you know, I guess they're looking into that.
Yeah, he said that, you know, this is one of those, how much is under the covers, how much is out in the open, but the park bond $200 million has specific allocated allotments for each park in the city. And they're opening up a portal on February 1st where every resident in every neighborhood can vote on the amendments, changes, improvements for their park against the allocated investment dollars. For Middle River Terrace Park, I think we have $550,000. And the improvements include shade canopy for the playground equipment, some additional lighting around Annie Beck. And I think, you know, a couple other kind of minor things. I have added to the equation, you know, we talked about this, Abby, but a pickleball court. And then that adjacent empty property has environmental issues. So if we could just concrete the damn thing over and add a water feature with a water sprinkler, or, you know, something for kids, maybe the court could go there. What Steve shared, and I guess he shared this with you as well, is that the commissioners each have additional money for land acquisition. So it's so yes, 100%, if that acquisition of that empty parcel that cannot be used for putting up a business or a residential, you know, single family home, for sure. The thing is, what are the hurdles to get past the environmental challenges? I don't know. So he promised that he would investigate it, but if he mentioned it tonight, that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that's moving forward.
Great.
And anyone can weigh in on what they would like to see more of at that park, you know, a swimming pool, a soccer field, a, you know, big community center. We're not going to have a lot of dollars, right? We can buy the land and we can do something within the budget. But yeah, that I can share. I'll find the link and I can share it out. You guys, I mean, literally people can just weigh in and vote.
Is that a separate pot? Is acquisition of yes. land a separate pot of money than the improvements?
Yes.
Okay.
Colleen, this is Joe. You were nice enough to share with the Middle River Terrace Homeowners Association what looked like some artist renderings of the park, and it mentioned the pickleball. Unfortunately, I was on my phone between meetings trying to read it. Is there an idea of where the pickleball courts might be located in the park already, or was that on the attachment?
Wait, hold on. No. So the pickleball court is not on the list of already included amendments. And keep in mind the $200 million bond that passed last year, I think, right? The inventory and the requirements document that fed that $200 million, you know, total coffer were defined back in 2017, 2016, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. So everything that we've talked about for MRT Park was pretty dated. So a pickleball court would be new. This the water feature would be new. And that graphic that was shared, I just scraped from the Parks and Rec website. You can look right now at what they've got for Middle River Terrace Park. I'll try to find the link and share it in the chat so you can dig around and take a look. But yeah, I mean, throw in, I want pickleball. I want whatever you want, right? That's our right as members of this community. Right. And this is not limited to homeowners. It's renters, it's business owners, you know, anybody and everybody.
Great. Great.
All right. Well, yeah, if you could share that when it comes out, that portal, let's get on it.
Okay. Next on the agenda, any announcements?
I guess this was kind of an announcement, but I was going to tie into Joe on this. There's a new listing on 4th. I don't know if you know about it, Joe. It's a three unit. It's 1513 to 1521 Northeast 4th Avenue. It's right next to that little insurance company that I love so much. But it's three units. You know, it's a strip center, and it's got the Caribbean place, the hair cutter, and something
else. And the little grocery store.
Little grocery store. It's 925, and it's 4,600 square feet. So I don't know, Joe, bring us somebody great for that.
Yes, yes, I might. Well, we actually sold the building immediately south of that 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 1511. After the meeting, I'm going to circle back to Frank because it was an office building with a garage. They don't know. So yes, thank you for that, Abby. I have prospective buyers that didn't buy 1509 Fourth Avenue.
And that was Marcus and Milchak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that would be a huge upgrade for Fourth if that parcel could get
Absolutely. My friend Norm might own it, but I'm not sure. Okay, I've got to remember.
All right.
Okay. Anything
while
else?
While we're on a couple of things, real quickly, my apologies for coming in late. My previous call went long. I really wanted to see what Steve and hopefully we're recording this so I won't bother anybody and I can go back and see the first few minutes about what Vice Mayor Glassman talked about with the planning and zoning, particularly the 1700 block of Andrews. I've been following that property for 15 years. So is this meeting being recorded and can I go watch it?
Yes, it is being recorded and we normally haven't been publishing the recordings, although that might be a good idea, but I can definitely send it to you,
Chuck. Thank you, Chuck, thank you.
And I wondered if Lee could tell us what's coming up for Valentine's Day.
You'll have to unmute first though, Lee.
Testing.
You're on mute.
Unmute.
You have to press the microphone.
But she's having technical difficulties, it looks like. All right. Sounds like second word. All right.
Sorry, my computer totally froze and I couldn't unmute.
There you are.
I was like, someone unmute me.
So what do you have planned for Valentine's Day? What's the oven?
I have a bunch of stuff on the website, lots of like chocolate hearts and all different kinds of things. That's usually my biggest holiday. So yeah, if you go on the website, you'll see everything we have. And then I'm gonna have so much more. I'm gonna have someone that's a florist bring in flowers as well. And I'm not doing like a big event just cause I know we're gonna be crazy as it is. So.
Great, it's totally great. If there's any leftovers, we'll have them at the urban market. You can sell them at the
Ooh. Yeah, definitely. It's on Sunday. We'll be open for that. So I already told Jillian I'll be open that Sunday, just for the market.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay, for the good of the order, anybody got anything else?
Happy everyone's healthy and here, and we're making it through.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And when I look at that list of everything we accomplished last year, I think that's pretty darn good.
That is very good.
And we're off to a very good start for this year. And, you know, my thanks to everybody for their contributions to making it happen.
Thanks for all of your work. You guys do a lot of work for us here. And so I guess we can adjourn, go have some wine.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Good
night.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.